Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you do much fellowship with a lot of Christians, you can even run across people that are doctrinally sound, and yet they talk in a way as if they don't want to sound presumptuous, that they know what they're talking about. And it's a sad state of affairs when Christians are almost intimidated to even quote scripture because they're afraid that they'll sound haughty. But we're not being haughty whenever we quote the scripture. We're not guessing about these things that we stand on. These things are revealed to us in the Word. And so we're just returned to the topic of sound doctrine. And under the heading right now, we're studying salvation, security, and spiritual growth. And in defining biblically the matter of salvation, we've considered the doctrines of the words under the heading of salvation. And these doctrines are matters of propitiation, regeneration, substitution, sanctification, imputation, and justification. All such are different works of God's grace that are included in what God has done for us when we were saved. And there are still other things to consider as well, like reconciliation, adoption, and glorification. And these are, as well, God's works of grace, and they fall under the work of salvation that he accomplishes for the sinner when the sinner receives or trusts the Lord Jesus Christ alone for salvation. And again, as we were dealing with last week there, someone asked the question, well, what about election? And as we covered, biblically speaking, and we're not interested in what men think election mean one way or another, biblically speaking, election does not pertain to salvation. We know that because even though everyone who's saved now in this present age and are part of the body of Christ are referred to in the Bible as being the elect, yet they're not the only ones in Scripture referred to as God's elect. You also have the nation of Israel referred to as God's elect. And the problem with that is that we understand, according to Romans chapter 11, there's a spirit of slumber and blindness that has been put upon them nationally. And many of them, by far and away, the majority of them, are unsaved right now. And for generations, there's been many that have died in their sins and even gone to hell. And yet they're part of God's elect. And then you get to the subject of Christ in Isaiah chapter 45. He's also called God's elect. And we know he wasn't chosen before the foundation of the world to believe on Jesus Christ for salvation. So that definition doesn't hold water, does not pertain to salvation. But election is in the Bible, and it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful truth. And the Bible says we need to make our calling election sure, but there's no doubt about it.